Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
KFI leads local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I'm Deborah Mark.
Next on The Californians.
There's a breathtaking spot in this great land of ours where the mountains descend to the sea in more wondrous beauty than words can express. And my loved one did wait there for me.
They don't know you. And now for news of our own West Coast, we take you to
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Here we are, Los Angeles. 6:04 a.m., but it's really 7. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, it would be really 7:04, right? Because of the time change.
It would be 7:04, that's right. Oh, we fall back.
It feels so good, the little extra hour of sleep. Welcome to KFI AM 640 Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. And another lovely voice is Miss Deborah Mark. Deborah Mark, we got to sleep in that extra hour, huh? Daylight saving.
I didn't get any extra sleep, to be honest with you.
What happened?
I was all excited thinking, I'm not getting up at 4. I'm getting up at 5, even though my alarm clock says 4. It's really 5.
Right.
But I think this, like, you know, the psychology of it all, you know, worrying about missing your alarm and what if something goes wrong and the phone doesn't change, the iPhone doesn't change, blah, blah, blah. Wow. So I didn't sleep. I know. It's...
Wow. We're going to have to get her some Zoloft or something.
I know, right? I need it.
No, I hear you. You know, you're probably right there with so many of you listening right now because I had a little bit of that anxiety as well. I thought, I hope my alarm or my, like you said, the iPhone switches over. Either way, I just slept through. I was so tired. It was so good to get that extra hour of sleep. So thank you, Lord. I was just like this whole morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. If you did not set back your clock an hour, I'm so sorry, and I'd love to hear your story. Know that this has happened to me in the past where I've shown up early, and then I've also showed up late because I forgot to do the change. Well, we got a big show for you today, and I'm really excited. We're going to talk a little bit about everything from the time when, let's just say, the Chicago Cubs won the World Series, as you know. What an incredible game that was. But can you imagine that those guys, I mean, women gained the right to vote. And they still had not, I mean, all of these things happened, the civil rights movement. I mean, it had been that long since like 1904, I believe, that the Chicago Cubs had not won the World Series. We're going to talk a little bit about that later on. We also will have a animal rescue in-house. We're going to meet a sweet dog that's going to come with us and talk a little bit about what could be falsified adoptions in the city of Los Angeles. We're going to get into that. Mm-hmm. And then at 7 o'clock, we're going to have an incredible family, local family here from Hawthorne, who needs your help. They're setting up a GoFundMe account for their loved one who has brain cancer. And this is a young lady, 28, battling brain cancer. And it's not looking so great, but you can help her because the medical bills are just mounting. So we will do that in a little bit. But right now, I want to help you cope with this because, I mean, you just heard Deborah Mark. I mean, she hasn't slept. This is my girl. I need to make sure that you know what to do and how to cope with these darker days. Now, that's the part I really don't like, that it's going to get darker earlier. As it is, what was it, Friday night, I was at KTLA covering a shooting. I have to tell you about that story later, too. That was wild. Literally covering one story, and there's an officer-involved shooting not even a block away in the same parking lot where we were in Venice Beach. So we had to turn the camera around and do that one. It was insane.
Hey, but you know what? I also saw a picture of you with Eva Longoria. I want to hear about that, too.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I saw Eva. We hung out. We hung out at a political event. Yes, in fact, I'm going to tease you with that story, and I will tell you when we come back. But I will say this, Deborah Mark, because I'm worried about you, girl. Here's what they say you have to do to cope with the daylight saving. So do you even have a plan for tonight?
I'm going to try and sleep.
Okay. You know that they say this lack of light, though, can really impact your biological functioning. Mm-hmm. You don't get vitamin D. There are symptoms of depression that can happen. I feel like one of those commercials, a pharmaceutical, right? You can have fatigue, loss of interest in things, lack of motivation, full depression episode. Take this. Yeah, all of these things. So they're actually saying to try to stay active. You have to choose your foods wisely. So eat healthy, right? We've heard this before. But they do say that junk food is really not going to help you here. Oh, I like this on the list. Seek professional help. Okay, that's common sense, friends. We get that. I know. But I guess about 500,000 Americans actually suffer from what they call the seasonal affective disorder. And that would also be known as the acronym SAD, S-A-D. While there is another 10 to 20% of Americans that suffer from a milder case of the seasonal blues. So I actually believe that you have to kind of reset your clock a little and that try to get enough sun. But I'm sitting here and I felt bad, Deborah, because we complain here in Southern California about, oh, it's darker earlier and it's darker later in the morning. This is so awful. And then, of course, the sun comes out and we do get enough sun here in L.A. It's beautiful. You get to go outside. You don't have to bundle up for the snow. Think about these poor folks back east.
And it's going to be in the 70s to around 80 today and even warmer tomorrow when it's November.
I know. It's so great. It's so great. Although yesterday, speaking of the weather, it was so bizarre because I had to go out to Santa Clarita to cover this food drive we're doing with KTLA. So we're at the Stater Brothers in Santa Clarita, right there off of Sierra Highway and Via Princesa. Oh, my gosh. It was freezing.
It was cold?
It was so cold. But mind you, I get up at 4 a.m.
Okay.
Or I'm there at like 4:30 a.m. for the morning live shots. But as the morning went on, it was the funniest thing because you forget. And I kept my little jacket on and I look over and I see this girl. She's wearing like a tank top. It's like 9:30 a.m. now. Tank top and shorts. And I'm like, what is she doing? And I look over and I realize it's hot out here now. It was like 75. And then by the time I get to, you know, Van Nuys, I'm on the, 405 freeway going through the San Fernando Valley. It was gorgeous, gorgeous. The sun was out. It was like 82 degrees. I stopped by a supermarket to pick up some goodies. Then I go over the hill.
Oh, yeah.
Start to get into Westwood. You're coming down the 405 and this nasty cloud and like the fogs. We had this fog advisory, which I think we're still under. So be careful out there.
But yeah, it's overcast this morning.
But the fog was really bad yesterday, and it was bad this morning driving in actually right now. So I don't know where you are right now, but along the coast. And today, it's actually inland a little more because it was actually even down through like downtown. And it didn't get clear until I got here to Burbank. I know you're a Valley girl, so you wouldn't even notice this. But
no.
If you're coming from the other side, I mean, the west side is just packed in right now.
But there's times in the Valley, seriously, where it's scary. It really is.
Well, that's for other reasons.
Fog is so, yeah, that's true. But I'm talking fog here.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. But but I feel like the coast lately, oh, my mom even commented yesterday. She's like, Elizabeth, I can't believe how cold it is. She got back to the South Bay. She's like, it's freezing here at 6 p.m. I said, I know. I was ready to turn around and just go right back. I had been in Encino. I was ready to go back to Encino and just stand there to enjoy the beautiful sun because it was weird. I mean, we really do have microclimates.
I was going to say we have microclimates. That's right.
Yeah, these microclimates are really bizarre. I mean, it dropped like 10 degrees. And so with this idea of coping with these darker days, maybe that's what you need to do. You need to just go to Deborah's house to go to the Valley
right,
and hang out so you'll enjoy some beautiful sun when it gets sunny and not deal with the fog. Yeah, I don't know. This whole thing was sad. The seasonal affective disorder. It is tough, and I really don't know how these families do it back east when there's cold weather, and let's say you're working a 9-to-5 job. So that means you leave the house, it's dark. You go into an office, it's not dark, but it's, you're not outside. It's already cloudy outside or so. Let's say it's snowing. So what, you get a lunch break, and then it takes you forever to bundle up to go outside, get a little bit of fresh air, go back in. No wonder they move!
No wonder so many people live in California.
Yeah, I don't blame you, transplants.
I could never live that way. Oh,
I know.
No, way.
No, I mean, I'm still wearing open toe shoes and sandals. And my mom's like, it's cold. And I'm like, I know. It just doesn't make sense. All right. Well, when we come back, there is a story that's upsetting me, as you can imagine. There is a PTSD dog that was stolen. Apparently, this person had no idea that this dog is making a difference for one of our veterans. So bring the dog back. Doesn't even belong to you in the first place. Okay, pal. So I want to give you the details on that so we can try to help get this PTSD you know, this therapy dog, I should say, back to this family in East Los Angeles. This is Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa on KFI AM 640. Deborah Mark in the newsroom.
There is a price for living in California.
KFI.
An iHeartRadio station.
KFI AM 640, Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, 619 AM. Oh my God, you know what's going to happen, right? In about 48 hours, a new direction, or not, a new president. It could be a reality show television star, real estate mogul. That would be huge. Or it could be a woman, the first woman to the Oval Office. Wow. And then they'd have the first dude. I'm going to call him the first dude, Bill Clinton. Wow, that would be incredible. The whole thing is just, wow, I can't believe we've gotten this far with these two. In fact, this means you got to get out there and vote. Are you feeling it with me? Yes, I need you, Americans. I summon you. It is your duty. Judy, did you hear that? I meant to say your duty. It was like a mixture of jury and duty. I don't know what happened there. But yes, early voters actually have been waiting in line for several hours to cast their ballot in North Hollywood. That's crazy. I think people are really up in arms about this and they want to make sure their vote is counted. And of course you ask yourself, so how many dead people will vote in this election? Oh, we'll see. But we know at least one of the candidates feels it's very rigged. Oh, so I'm excited. I do mine by absentee. And of course, I should have mailed it in by now, but I'm working on it. I'm getting there. I have a lot of things to do. So I'm actually going to just fill out my ballot and then drop it off. Deborah Mark, are you ready? Did you vote already?
I did.
Oh, wow.
I did the mail-in. I did that about a week or so ago.
Nice.
Yeah. So I don't have to worry about Tuesday.
No, and not deal with the crowds. Hey, and by the way, what I'm going to do in the calendar, excuse me, the calendar section, I almost died there.
Don't die.
I know. Not yet, please. I need to see what happens after Tuesday. Although we were just saying, Deborah, Mark, and I off the air, we are a little concerned. We think that it's probably not over. You know that the biggest question mark here is about it being a peaceful transition to the next presidency. And I don't know if that's going to happen, but that is that's the signature, if you will, of a democracy. So I'm really hoping that happens. But I do think that you've got some really diehard fans on all sides that may not let it rest. And then you're going to drag it on and drag it on. Ugh, how annoying. Can't even imagine. So let's just try to all get along. Go out there to the voting booths. Don't beat each other up. You know, if you come in with your shirt that says something, although you're not supposed to, right? They won't let you in because it's, you know.
And no selfies.
That's right.
No ballot selfies.
Well, they changed that. So it's weird. So I think you can, but of course you want to be discreet and don't even bother. Someone's going to yell at you, I'm sure. I'm sure somebody will yell at you because it's all... It varies by state, but I know Justin Timberlake got in trouble for that out in Tennessee, right?
Yeah, in California we have
it changed
after January or in January the new year you're allowed to.
Oh, so still? Oh, you're right. So it's still in effect where you can't.
Exactly.
Oh,
very tricky.
Well, Deborah Mark says you can't, so don't selfie it. I know. I did try. Maybe I did selfie last time. Oh, and I didn't get busted. That's pretty good. All right, so you're a big dog lover, and I know that you were quite upset as well, Deborah Mark, when you heard about the German Shepherd puppy that was stolen from an East LA veteran. But I'm excited to hear that I think LA County Sheriff's Department reporting that the puppy is back. Whoever took the puppy on Tuesday morning in their surveillance video, by the way, from their house, where you see the person, this dog napper, open the gate and steal the beloved German Shepherd. It looks like the dog is back. I'm so happy about this. TJ, by the way, was just a couple. That's the name of the dog. Just a couple of months old when a friend gave her to Francisco Torres, who is a veteran of the war in Iraq. And they say that the dog has changed his life, this little cutie patootie. And so I think if, in fact, that's true, and I do want to thank, let's see here, hold on. I want to thank one of our incredible KFI iHeartRadio listeners here, Lou Colazzo. He just tweeted us and he says, no, LASD is reporting the German Shepherd was returned. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then a lot of you, I love, you guys are all complaining about the daylight saving, Joe Driver. Thank you, I know, me too. I would like them to get rid of that, by the way, but that's a topic for another day. Hit us up, by the way, on social media. So my Twitter is at @E_Espinosa. Instagram is at Elizabeth Espinosa. Now, so if that's true, I'm very, very happy. This is good. I mean, come on. You obviously had no idea, or she, whoever took the dog, that this is a therapy dog for someone who really needs it for PTSD.
But still, how low to go and open somebody's gate and lure their dog out, no matter what.
I know. And she's such a friendly dog, so she probably was like, hey, a new friend, let's go.
Yeah.
Dogs are so sweet, I know.
My dog would do that.
Really?
She'd go, yeah, she loves people. She'd see ya. She'd be out of there.
You're like, my kids would do the same. They'd be like, see ya. That's so wrong. Hey, you were asking me about Eva Longoria. So because we do have this big election happening on Tuesday, and you know she spoke at the DNC, she actually is behind Dolores Huerta's son, who is running for Congress. And if you don't know who Dolores Huerta is, shame on you. No, she's the iconic, you know, she basically, not farmer, but a farm worker leader with Cesar Chavez that was, you know, basically, you know, hand in hand there, changed so many of the laws and rules and regulations to help our, you know, pickers. And so she, she's like in her mid-80s, I believe, had like 11 kids. She's an incredible woman. So her son is running for Congress, Emilio Huerta, and we were out there. I went out to see this little shindig at a really cool Mexican restaurant, by the way, in downtown L.A. It's called, if I recall correctly, Tamachinis. I think it's the name of a flower in Guadalajara, which I had no idea. But it's really incredible food. Oh, my gosh. So that was really fun. So I get there, and I'm thinking, well, it's hosted by Eva Longoria, but I wasn't sure she'd really show up. And lo and behold, Eva walks in. She was hilarious. She's like, oh, my God, I look crazy. I know. But I was playing a hooker for a movie and I just got off set. But I wanted to come and make sure that, you know, I said hello to everybody. So we were in the back. And then I actually asked her for some love advice because I'm having some issues in the department. Yeah, I know.
You asked Eva for love advice?
I did. And she's so cute. You know, she's been married a few times.
I know.
So Eva was adorable. She's like, Elizabeth, you just need to go inward. She's like, you just need to like, now it's about you. And you need to just take that time. You know, when I did that, things happened. And I'm so happy now. You know, she just got married to the president of Televisa.
I know.
Pepe Bastón, who is quite the catch. And they make an adorable couple. But
not
she's
that
so
she's
sweet.
Not a catch either, right?
Oh, hello. She's such a monster catch. I know. But we're funny. We talk about our ovaries and we talk about freezing our eggs and all baby talk. Yeah, it's very funny. She's really a grounded, nice person. And even though your politics may not align with hers, and I know, you know, we have our differences, but just a really nice person. I mean, for someone who's in Hollywood and has done so well, doesn't have to be nice to people. And she really still is, which is great. And we shared great stories about how her sister is special needs. Jamie Foxx, who she's shooting a movie with right now at his house here in Los Angeles, has a sister with Down syndrome. And then I have my brother.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void. We're prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So we were talking about that. She's so funny. She's telling me how Jamie Foxx is the food police with his sister because she likes to eat. And I said, I know. My little Christian, my brother, loves to eat too. So I try to do the same thing. Yeah, it's very funny. So when we come back, I'm excited. You know, this guy is the man behind the biggest stories, if you will, at City Watch LA, Daniel Gus. And we're talking about potentially falsified reports of adoptions, pet adoptions. Is the city lying to us again? All the details coming up. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640, Deborah Mark in the newsroom.
A 7-year-old boy has been rescued from a spa in Encino.
AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Yep, it's 6:34 a.m. It should be 7:34, but it's not. Thank you, Daylight Saving. Oh, look, it's really bright outside right now. It's pretty nice. Here in Burbank, anyway. Okay, so I know this isn't local, but you realize that right now, New York City Marathon taking place, huh? Not so shabby. And we also have a really great epilepsy walk to end epilepsy here. That's taking place at the Rose Bowl, right? Yes. So that's happening in a little bit. Weather should be great. Now, by midday, you're going to be sweating quite a bit, especially out inland. It will be much, much warmer. All right. This song is cute. It's like, I can't sleep without you. Whoa, what's going on there? So, Daniel Gus, you guys have heard from Daniel Gus before. You know him. He's the man at City Watch LA. And not only is he the guy that really keeps an eye on what's happening, he's the Los Angeles City Hall watchdog. They all hate him. They know him. And you should see the look on his face. He's like, yeah, they do. They hate me, huh? Take that, buddy.
I love that.
You.
I'm going to put that on my business cards.
You should. Your Twitter handle, by the way, is at The Gus Report.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Gus here has put together another story where he's saying that the city of Los Angeles has significantly doctored its pet adoption statistics. How so? And how much time do you spend down there? My gosh. The librarian knows you well.
Yeah. Eric Garcetti has a little closet for me where they lock me in and I break out when he goes to his fake meetings in Washington, D.C. I know this because I have a lot of friends in the animal rescue world, some who are going to join us later this morning.
That's right. In the next segment. I'm excited.
That's right. And when we had mayors of Los Angeles with a shred of integrity, they appointed great commissioners like Marie Atake, who's going to be here in a few minutes with a beautiful pit bull. A lot of the people who have been appointed to Animal Services Commission in the past know numbers better than city officials do. So when Eric Garcetti took over, they started, he was city council president, then he became mayor, and the city started counting as a pet adoption animals who they moved from cages in this city-owned building to cages in that city-owned building. And they started calling that an adoption. Now, I don't know about you, but pet adoption is not sitting in a government-owned cage. A pet adoption is when you're sleeping on the couch, the kids are throwing a tennis ball, when you worry about the dog, when you feed the dog, when you die a piece inside when your dog passes away or your cat passes away. That's what a pet adoption is. When you're sitting in a government cage, that's not an adoption. And Eric Garcetti knowingly promoted that pet adoptions were up when, in fact, they were hiding 8,807 pet adoptions, and they had the help of the Best Friends organization, which was moving these animals to other cities, to high-kill facilities. And right now, the city of Los Angeles doesn't know what happened to these thousands of animals, and there are thousands more animals in the quote-unquote city's foster program that they don't know what happened to them. They don't know if they're alive. They don't know if they're in homes. They don't know if they're sitting in cages at shelters in other states.
Can I ask you this? It's completely phony. Right, but can I ask you, why do you believe that they're cooking these books? I can understand the general fund, but why is it that they would want to go out of their way to misrepresent what is really happening?
Well, Eric Garcetti, as a lot of politicians do, but especially Mayor Eric Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, is about not the job that he has. He's about the job that he wants next. He wants to be governor. He wants to be senator. He wants to be HUD secretary. And we have seen on other issues unrelated to animal welfare, housing, homelessness, veterans, crime, traffic, the MTA. We know that he is not somebody who's going to necessarily tell you the truth. I've met with Eric and it's clear that he does not care about animal issues. He's proven it. In fact, he's proven it in policy. He's proven it in his appointments. And the WikiLeaks thing the other day showed that this guy is all about himself. The John Podesta referred to him as a prima donna. Hillary Clinton's campaign manager referred to him as a prima donna. And so the fact that he has disregard for the welfare of animals, he does. It's evident. And this is proof of it. This is something that they changed the number on knowingly and then told you the complete opposite. And coming up, I will have an article how the city controller, Ron Galperin, knew it also. The whole point of having a city controller is to make sure that what the other politicians do is accurate and honest. And Ron Galperin, who's going to be reelected as our city controller, he's flipped. He's become another politician instead of the safeguard person. And that's why I'm here. That's why City Watch is here. That's why other writers at City Watch are here to say, no, that's not right. And I'm going to I'm going to call you on it. And that's why I love coming here, to tell the people the truth.
Well, and you love animals. And I think we should all look out for animals, whether or not you're a, you know, a someone that can go out and do rescues, or have really bad allergies like myself that has to stay away from cats. Dogs, I'm a little bit better with. But I think that once you realize they're being untruthful about one thing, that easily spills over into other things. But aren't you surprised by the fact that Eric Garcetti, that's the mayor, right?
Yeah.
We don't hear from him.
Right.
I have to tell you, I remember when Villaraigosa, when Han was mayor, I felt like I was going to press conferences. Things were happening. Announcements were being made. People were upset. They were happy, whichever way. But at least it felt like they were taking a position on issues and going out and being with the public. I think Eric is incredibly friendly. I think he is charming and he does a great job being at events. I mean, his calendar is very busy. But when it comes to issues and, you know, controversial issues in particular, you don't hear from him. Like, what has he done that is like, wow, this is the mayor that went in there and said, okay, my formula for homelessness, you know, eradicate homelessness may not be the best, but I think this is where we should start. Let's work on this plan and take questions at a press conference that, you know, you get beat up, but you move on.
Well, look at his non-response to all of the articles that people on City Watch write. Now, I've exposed that the LA Times had a fake story about fraud at the LA Fire Department. I corrected that story. I've come out and I've shown that Eric Garcetti has known that there is fraud at the in the fire inspectors unit of the LAFD, and he's silent about it. So
how so?
Well, they have falsified reports that fire inspectors, there was many thousands of backlogged fire inspections, and Garcetti had appointed a guy by the name of Deputy Chief John Vidovich to clean it up and to get these backlogged fire inspections taken care of. And he did such a great job that the union donated $350,000 to Garcetti's reelection campaign and to the election campaigns of several city council members. And I would say a quid pro quo that we'll give you all of this money if you move this guy, Deputy Chief John Vidovich, this whistleblower, out of this job for reforming the fire department.
Oh, boy.
And there are documents that show that dirty fire inspectors have deleted addresses from the fire inspection database, that they have been gouging the studios by triple booking their fire inspections, and therefore they can be paid triple overtime by triple booking their schedules.
Oh, wow.
That they have said that they've inspected properties that they didn't. And so there's more on that. That's more coming up soon.
Well, we're going to need Julian Assange, I believe, from WikiLeaks to come and spend some time with City Hall and with you. Imagine all those emails coming out. I could just see it now. They're all about you. They're bad-mouthing you.
I would love that. Oh, by the way, I did once get a handle on an email written about me. I'll tell you about that sometime.
Oh, you know what I used to get, because I'm a big advocate for my brother who's special needs? Yeah. They would call me the sister from hell. I was like, yeah, that's right. That's a badge of honor, pal. That means I'm getting under your skin.
That's right.
All right. When we come back, I'm excited about your friend, Marie, right?
Yes.
Marie Itaca is the founder and president of Fort Animal Rescue.
Forte Animal Rescue in Marina Del Rey.
Happy adoptions. We have all the happiness coming right back. Okay. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinoza. KFI AM 640. Deborah Mark in the newsroom with the very latest. Election days around the corner.
I can't believe it. Two more days. Weekend early voting starts at 8.
Pro tip. Think about it. Is Canada really far enough away to move to avoid the Trump or Hillary apocalypse? I'm thinking Iceland. KFI, an iHeartRadio station. You don't own me.
You don't own me. You don't own me. I'm not just one of y'all. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. Don't tell me what to do. And oh, such a great song. Another one. Don't tell me what to say. No. Don't tell me who to vote for. KFI AM 640. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. You don't own me. That's what we're saying to both these candidates, right, on Tuesday? You don't own me. Mm-mm. But you know what? We've got some really heated races here in California as well. Who's it going to be taking Barbara Boxer's seat? Man, she had that seat for like 150 years, I think. So finally, which is, there's a lot of power there. Will it be Attorney General Kamala Harris, or is it going to be Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez? Will we have Southern California representation in Sacramento, right? Because it's always been someone from Northern Cal. We shall see. I don't know. But of course, the polls are showing Harris killing her.
Big time.
Well, yeah, you also have like President Obama, one of the most, you know, charismatic figures with this huge ad endorsing you and everybody else basically under the sun. So it's crazy. But I just want to say, please don't forget to make time on Tuesday, or if you have your ballot at home, look at the propositions. We have 17. It's the most we've had in so long. And there's some really big measures that they're asking you to legislate, in essence. So read, be well informed, and don't forget to cast your vote. You can't complain if you don't like the outcome, because if you weren't part of it, and you know, it's I heard we had Dan Schnur from USC. He's a political science professor. And he gave this great, great analogy about when you recycle, right, when you collect your plastic water bottles, and you think, well, you never say, well, it's just one plastic water bottle, I'm going to recycle it, it's not going to save the world. Well, it's the same idea. Little by little, you're collecting these plastic water bottles, and it's just your part, your contribution. And so as a voter, it's the same thing. It's one vote, but it is part of a bigger message.
That's right. No one everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I'm going. All right. So Daniel Gus, of course, who is MBA, Ivy League grad.
I'm not an Ivy League
come
grad.
Come on, just go with it. Come on. He's a judge. No, I'm kidding. But it feels like it. And an inspector general of the City Hall.
That's
spent
right.
All his time down there. No, he's a contributor. He's a writer, a very good writer. And you see his work on City Watch LA, also at the Huffington Post. You have been all over City Hall. We just talked about the fact that you believe the city has falsified over 8,000 pet adoptions. And there's just it's all a mess. You are a big animal rights advocate, which I love. And we were just talking a little bit about free black cats on Halloween. Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, well, that's the whole problem, is that it is all superficial with LA City Hall. It doesn't matter what the subject Eric Garcetti is talking about. The thing that I know most about is animal welfare, the statistics in the city of Los Angeles, and his desire to put forth a story that's positive, even if it's 100% inaccurate and misleading to the people. Over the past year, I've actually uncovered, it's not that I believe that they falsified thousands of pet adoptions. I have proven it using their own statistics, using their own spreadsheets, using former city commissioners appointed by Reardon, Hahn, and Villaraigosa. We know that they falsified those statistics.
So you're spending weeks and weeks on these stories.
My whole life. When I leave here, I go back and I start writing again.
No, but it's true. You yeah. do. And I think that's what's important, because yeah. unfortunately, a lot of print and TV, we don't have that time.
Yeah. Well, the LA Weekly has been picking up on my stories. KCBS is picking up on them. And you know that what I'm putting forth there is the truth, because they have nothing to respond to it. Regarding the black cat issue, giving away animals for free is never a good idea. Like, if you can't afford the $50 fee to adopt a dog or cat, how are you going to afford a vet bill? How are you going to afford food or shots or any of that stuff?
How are you going to afford to be with the animal? The animal is a pet. I'm dying to have a dog. I would love to have a dog. In fact, yesterday I got home and I saw this dog on the sidewalk and I thought, I want a dog, but I'm never home.
He was on the sidewalk and you didn't call me?
No, but he had an owner.
He oh, was on a I
leash,
it.
You know, with his owner. And I'm like, oh, I want a dog so bad. But then, of course, PETA would be all over me. Like, thanks, Elizabeth. You're never even home with your dog.
Right. Well, the thing is, you are the hardest working person in, like, Los Angeles media.
Nice.
It's the food bank. It's the West Hollywood Parade. Last weekend, it was you as Hillary and Deborah Mark as the Secret Service.
I know. And Abby, my news intern, she's fantastic, also wearing the black suit.
Oh, that was you. Okay.
That was
now,
her.
That I get. Now
she,
I get
we're Facebooking
it.
Live, by the way. So.
Yeah.
Tune in, Elizabeth Espinosa.
And so when Garcetti's giving away free animals, that's bad enough. You're giving away free animals, black animals, the week prior to Halloween. You are begging for them to be tortured, to be killed, to be abandoned. It is factual. The city knows it. But what they want to do is they just want to forward a false narrative that's not only misleading to the public, but it's dangerous for the animals.
Now,
it is one thing after another with this guy.
Marie Ataki is the founder of Forte Animal Rescue, Marina Del Rey. Mm-hmm. She's actually a commissioner, you were saying.
She was a commissioner appointed by Antonio Villaraigosa, and she too said, these are the facts, these are the problems at Animal Services. And Villaraigosa didn't like it. They told her, and his flunkies told her, you be quiet, you advance the narrative, you rubber stamp my issues, or you're gone. And she said, that's fine, I'm gone then. You know, city commissioners, if you don't know, if the audience doesn't know, they have to sign a resignation letter before they're ever appointed, so that the city just has to fill in the date and said, oh, here's your resignation letter.
Oh, wow.
It's this little ticky-tack stuff where they, yeah, they sign a letter saying, I quit, undated, before they're ever appointed. Maria Take is highly, highly sophisticated person on animal rescue issues, and she said, no, I'm not going to advance false shelter statistics.
Good
and,
for her.
And she said, no, I'm not going to take it.
So she resigned. She left. She went so far that we can't find her because she was supposed to be in the studio.
She's got a beautiful dog with her today, too.
Come back. I know. We don't know where she's at. But okay. Well, hopefully you're not lost, Marie, wherever you are right now. I want to say that Andy Gomez on Twitter says, finally, someone said it like it is. Politicians are not about the job they have, but about the one that they want. And that was in reference to your comment, the last segment about Garcetti.
Yeah. And follow me on Twitter at The Gus Report. You're going to see more about it. I have more stories coming up about fraud at the fire department. I have more stories coming up about Herb Wesson. And let me tell you something. If District Attorney Jackie Lacey's prosecuting Richard Alarcon, going to put him on trial again for not living where he said, she needs to charge City Council President Herb Wesson with perjury and falsifying his campaign documents. More on that coming up soon.
That's right. The Gus Report is
That's
your Twitter.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. You know, Daniel, thank you so much as always. And say hi to all your lovely pets because you rescue so many fantastic animals.
The three-legged
you.
Ones, the two-legged ones,
yes,
the no-legged
yes.
ones.
Yes, okay. Equal opportunity lover.
That's right. That's
thank
right.
Thank you so much.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, we come back in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to kick it off with an incredible story of a young woman who's fighting for her life, and we need your help. This is a Sunday Morning Show with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640.
Only two more days. So your opinion on who will win or lose the election doesn't mean sh- just like every day.
KFI leads local news on the hour, on the half, and when it breaks. I'm Deborah Mark.
Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know.
KFI AM 640, Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. It's a little lighter out, right? 7:04 a.m., it's called Daylight Saving. Oh, it's beautiful out right now here in Burbank. It was so foggy, though, overnight. The last two nights, we've got this crazy fog advisory. But the craziness is it's going to be very warm, especially in the valley today. I don't think it's going to be that warm along the coast, though. I will say, in 2 days, it's going down. The presidential election. Who's nervous? Who's nervous? We're all nervous. I think that for the first time, there is a little bit of jitters in that it feels like the US of A is a little bit of a third world with people shouting at each other, about to go to blows, right? Calling each other liars. Killers. Okay, maybe I exaggerated on that word, but just all kinds of things being grabbed, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know. I just am hopeful that in this, I really, really am hopeful that in all of this, we come together as a nation and there will be a peaceful transition and we don't beat each other up at the polls. And, you know, we just do this with prestige and dignity. And we show the world that we can pull it together, even though it's been a really crazy election. So don't forget to cast your ballot. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, because I know Deborah, Mark, and I were saying how we're just a little worried about the diehards out there that are like, I'm not going to accept it. I don't care what's said on both sides, truthfully. You know, it's not just one side. I'm talking about all sides. So I wanted to kick off this hour with a story of a young lady that this story came to me because of a friend. His name is Ricardo Camacho. Hopefully he's listening. Good morning to you, Ricardo. He's a parent, and he also used to work at Costco out there off of Ocean Gate in the city of Hawthorne. I don't know if you've been out there. It's a nice big store, like many Costco stores. And he said, Elizabeth, I need your help. And I'm like, what's going on? And he starts to tell me about a young lady who apparently is very young, 28, and now battling brain cancer. And I'm like, oh, these stories just kill me. You know, it's just terrible because, this is someone that's young, that is full of life. And all of a sudden you just get sidetracked. It's like just out of nowhere, your life takes a U-turn. And so I became even more interested with the story when he explained that, you know, the family has just gone through their own tragedy a few years ago with the loss of her father. And now she's battling brain cancer, have had a few surgeries, and the prognosis is tough. And in the meantime, the medical bills are mounting. And the mom, in fact, I don't want to tell the story. I've actually invited Jennifer Salazar is your sister's name. Yeah. And Stephanie is with me here in studio. Joe is with me, who is her cousin spearheading this GoFundMe account. And Harry.
Steven,
I'm sorry. Where'd I get Harry from? Man, I got to stop watching Charles Bronson movies. Steven. You are boyfriend,
right.
Jennifer's boyfriend, and you guys are coming together in this incredibly difficult time. And Joe, when we talked yesterday, because I needed to get some more information about the story, Joe made me cry for the record, but it's okay. You cried too, and it's okay to cry this morning because, you know, we want to try to get the word out about the GoFundMe account. But first, let's tell our listeners what the how this started. So your sister was 28?
Yes.
Jennifer
Salazar, yes. Okay. He was 28 when it all started.
Get a little closer to the microphone, sweetie.
She had been having headaches for several months, and she'd been to the doctor over and over again, and they said it was possibly menstrual migraines, and they couldn't figure out what it was. And then I believe in January or December, she had had a car accident that was because of she was having confusion from her headaches and all of that. And so then she went to go get a CT scan or an MRI and ended up seeing that she had a large brain tumor in her frontal lobe.
And so she's 28 years old, completely healthy otherwise.
Yes.
And she's been a Costco employee at that Hawthorne store for about 10 years.
Yes.
And we love Costco employees. They're generally very happy and like helpful, right?
Yes.
That's your sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was in member services, so she was really
very involved
in the customers.
You lost your father.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
He'd been in a car accident when I was 15. He was driving to work around 4 a.m., and he'd been called into work last minute, and we're not really sure, but his car veered off, another car hit him, and then he passed away that night.
So I could hear it in your voice. I mean, obviously, this is a very difficult time, and it's tough to talk about, but I appreciate your courage coming in and trying to get the story out because you want to help your sister.
Yes.
When you guys found out as a family that she had brain cancer, what was that like?
We were out of the state, and when we found out she was already in the hospital and they had found out the diagnosis, it was devastating. And my mother immediately decided that she was going to leave and come over here and be with her.
Okay, so when you say that, you're basically referencing the fact that your mom is a single parent now, and you and your mom live in Tennessee. So you moved there because your sister, there's four sisters total?
Yes.
So the oldest is a Navy veteran, and her husband is also a Navy veteran?
And so her husband is currently still in the Navy. Yes.
Oh, still in the Navy. So you moved out there to be with your mom. Mm-hmm. And your sister had everything set up here. So she stayed. She's from Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
And when this happened, you've now uprooted everything you know.
Yes.
You're not working. And you're trying to take care of your sister. And now the medical bills are piling up. And Joe, this is where you come in as the cousin who cares, who's put together this GoFundMe account.
That's correct. I've been able to witness firsthand what Jen's illness has done to the family, and it's just taken an emotional and a mental toll. And it's, you know, the financial side of things is something that they shouldn't have to worry about. I really just want them to focus on helping Jen and caring for her and just focusing on a road to recovery and trying everything under the sun. So trying to help them financially is just the least that I can do.
So Jen right now, Steven, mm-hmm. is she went from being someone who runs around. She can't walk.
She can't walk anymore. Yeah. It's been pretty difficult for everybody because, you know, this has been about a 3-year battle now at this point. And we've had ups and downs, peaks and valleys. And, you know, this disease is really starting to take its toll on not only her, but the rest of us as well. And she's, like you said, she's losing control of the right side of her body, and she needs
help. So she's paralyzed now?
Paralyzed in the sense that she doesn't have control of a lot of her facilities, but she can still feel, and she knows it's there. But yeah, she can't walk. She can't do some of the things she can normally do.
I don't want you guys to be embarrassed about the things that she can't do anymore. I know that this is really hard, and I see it in your eyes. And so I appreciate you, again, being courageous. But this is, sadly, this is the process, right? I mean, it's not her fault that she went from someone who could take care of herself to now requiring you to give her a bath, requiring you to take her to the bathroom. That's the reality you live in. And that's 24 hours a day, which is why you've put together this GoFundMe account, because mom and sisters can't go to work because who's going to take care of her? And Stephen, I'm sure you have to go to work.
Yeah.
And you've been together for how long?
We were together for about 6-7 months, and we dated, you know, quite a bit before then. And about 7 months is about the time we found out about the cancer. And then it's been 3 years since then, so it's over 4 years at this point
that you've been together.
Yeah,
that's a long time. Well, when we come back, I want to give the information about the GoFundMe account, okay? And hopefully, you feel a little bit more comfortable in the studio. I know this is the first time for you. And hopefully, if your mom is listening, right, Jennifer, and Jennifer, of course, who is at home, we send her a lot of love, a lot of light. And we're hoping that this somehow our listeners who are incredible here at KFI, and we have people from all over the country who are tuning in, they can help some way. You know, maybe it's just a dollar, but whatever it is that can help you get through this as you battle the darkest moments of your life. This is Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Deborah Mark in the newsroom with the very latest.
Donald Trump promises to take his campaign into traditional Democrats.
Yeah. Ooh. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
KFI AM 640, Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, 720 AM. We have Jennifer Sarazab's family in studio. Now, Jennifer is a local girl. She's from Hawthorne, worked at Costco for about 10 years. Is that right? Maybe less.
More now.
Oh, more now. Wow. Okay. And Stephanie is her sister. Joe is her cousin. Steven is her boyfriend of 4 years. And you are an incredible family. Thank you for helping her out right now. They have a GoFundMe account for this young lady because Jennifer, unfortunately, tragically, she's battling brain cancer. And your sister now, Jennifer, I understand. I'm sorry, not Jennifer, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. I understand she's half of her body is paralyzed. And she's had two brain surgeries?
Yes. She had one in 2014 in her frontal lobe. And then she had another one again in 2016, this June, in July. She had the beginning of July, she had another surgery. And this time she had the same area resected. But then after that, a couple of weeks later, she had a different brain tumor appear in the back of her brain and her brainstem, which is what's causing all the problems right now. It's on her left side of her brain, and it's causing her right side to be paralyzed, which is requiring us to do every tiny detail for her. We're required to dress her and feed her and bathe her and change her and all aspects of the day. So we're constantly working with her as soon as we wake up until 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning.
And your sister. There's four of you. So she's the second to oldest. Mm-hmm. And you live in Tennessee?
Yes.
With your mom, who's a single parent, because your father unfortunately passed in a tragic car accident a couple years ago. And you've had to uproot and leave everything behind because your sister is battling this by herself. She's not married, although she has an incredible boyfriend who's here with us and is helping as best he can as well. Joe, you were saying she gets frustrated because she can't speak very well.
Yeah, I don't need to hear Jenny speak anymore. To know that she's frustrated when she still was able to speak, it was little things like, you know, why can't I get up? Or she would ask those little questions. And now at this point, even though she can't communicate it, I just when she looks at me, I know that she's frustrated. That Jen's very independent. She's always been very independent after her father passed away and she decided to stay here. I've never known anybody more independent, and she's just a beautiful person inside and out.
Diagnosed with brain cancer at 28, and now she's 31. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She puts things into perspective for you. Like, we live in such a crazy world right now that I don't know, when I look at Jen and what she's going through and how tough, like, she hasn't let down. She's relentless.
She's fighting for her life.
She used to be afraid of needles, and now this girl is like, okay, do whatever you have to do
to save my life.
I've never heard a negative word out of her. And I think she's more hopeful than all of us. We all have our good days and our bad days, but Jen is, she's turned to faith and, you know, positive thinking. And she puts things in perspective for me. I miss her. I miss hearing her speak on a regular basis, but again, I don't need to see her, to hear her speak, to know what she's feeling and the frustration that is going on inside of her. She initially was really reluctant the first time around when she was diagnosed in 2014. She was reluctant to ask for help, and I told her how effective these GoFundMe accounts could be, and I knew that she was going to encounter financial difficulties when insurance runs out. And
which is about to run out, which is why you have this GoFundMe account, right?
Yes. Yes.
It runs out in December.
Mm-hmm. And you're not working because you're taking care of her. Your mom is doing the same thing.
Yes.
She can't work.
Yes.
And Stephen, you're the boyfriend and you're doing the best that you can as well.
Yeah. But you know, she's incredibly inspirational. Like if I were in her position, I'd just be completely a wreck probably. But I can probably count on one hand how many times she's actually cried, you know, during this whole thing. And she would say even now that she's blessed, you know, even though she's losing, you know, a lot. And she would say that she's blessed to be alive and be you know, have her family nearby. And she's my hero. She really is. And it breaks my heart because you're talking about a girl who, she just not a couple months ago we were talking about having kids and doing things, you know, and you know, when we're going to get married and things like that. And you know, forget about the cancer. You know, she knows she has the cancer, but you know, we still talk about those things, and she's still excited about the future. And this is a girl who just wants to live. She's 31. She wants those things.
Baby, Stephanie.
It's just a lot. Yeah.
What do you want the world to know right now?
I want her to know that she was an active girl. She was super happy all the time, and she loved to do yoga. She loved to go hiking, and now she can't.
I know.
Do anything independent. It's changed very quickly. That's the beginning of September. She walked into the hospital, like, and came out not being able to walk at all. And now it's a big transition. She lives in a second story apartment. We have to carry her up every time we have to go up and down the stairs. It's just, we're not prepared for all this.
And your mom, I mean, she
can't carry her. She's got torn rotator cuffs.
Your mom?
Both of her shoulders, so she can't lift her. So I have to be there to help her lift her. And my sister, my younger sister, started working so we can.
She took a job, some money, because you have nothing coming in right now.
Yeah, we were all unemployed and we just showed up here to support her, but no game plan there.
And I just want to say, Liz, that they don't get enough credit. Everybody, you know, thinks about Jen, which is of course expected, but the toll that it takes on the families when one person gets cancer or just
and
falls
so
ill
disabled,
to,
right.
to anything, but they don't get enough credit. And I know the help that they need. I know
how needed it is.
Yeah. It's just, they don't get enough credit. And I just want the world to share Jen's story. Not necessarily, I know that not everybody's in a position to donate, but if you now know Jen's story and you're able to talk about it and share it with someone else or share it on social media, that's just a help. A prayer or sharing it, that's enough for us.
Jennifer Salazar is her name. And the GoFundMe account, we will post, I will tweet it out right now. Would you like to give more information about the GoFundMe account right now?
Yes, you guys can find the GoFundMe account at www.gofundme.com/Jen, we are with you again.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So Jen, we are with you again. And what we are also hoping is that your goal of, you've put a goal of what, $15,000?
Correct.
Okay. We're hoping to supersede that. Okay. So if you guys can help, let's go beyond that. Let's help this family. I mean, if we all just gave a dollar, right, it would make a big difference. I'm so sorry that you're going through this. And I my prayers are with your sister, with your cousin, with your girlfriend. And Jennifer, I send you my love and light. Hang in there, girl. Thank you so much. I'm going to post that right now, guys, the GoFundMe account. Please help Jen Salazar. And once again, it's Jen, we are with you.
Jen, we are with you again.
We are with you again. Thank you so much. Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in the studio. This is Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Deborah Mark in the newsroom with the very latest.
Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, John Podesta, says a lot of people are questioning.
Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. If you were just with us in the last segment, oh, what an incredible family, you know? I say we need to count our blessings with all the uncivil rhetoric and resentment that's going around with this presidential election. We forget what's most important, don't we? We often forget that it's your health. As my mother always says, you wake up one way, you don't know how you're going to go to sleep. You know what's going to happen at the end of your day. So we just have to be grateful for every moment in front of us. Live in the present. And I say it again because we spoke to Jennifer Salazar's family, young lady from Hawthorne, California, who is battling brain cancer, has gone through two surgeries. Her family has basically dropped everything they were doing, moved out of state to be here with her. She's a, you know, daughter of a single mom because the dad had a tragic accident a few years ago. So financially, they're struggling. And her medical insurance, you know, she was an employee at Costco, was there for many, many moons, several years, great employee, did well. But then, you know, she's sick. Now she can't walk. She's half of her body's paralyzed. And she's only 28. At 28, she was diagnosed. And in fact, all the doctors at UCLA are baffled, just baffled about her condition because they thought, well, you know, the one surgery would have worked. And then they go in for a second round and the tumor just came back more aggressive than ever, now on the stem of her brain. And she is, I mean, unfortunately, right now, she's losing that battle. It is really hard on her body. She's going through radiation treatments. But as you heard the family say, she's the last person to give up hope. Everyone around her, of course, is very upset. But she's like, no, we're going to do this. And so bless her heart. And let's help Jennifer Salazar and her family because they have like no income coming in. And her insurance is about to expire. And then she will be stuck with, you know, an exorbitant amount of medical bills that she can't pay and her family, that burden. So maybe if it's just a dollar, whatever we can do. So I'm going to post it on my Instagram at Elizabeth Espinosa. It's going to be Jen, we are with you again. That's the GoFundMe account. But we'll be posting that on my Twitter as well. And hopefully you guys can donate a little something, whatever you can. You know, just pay it forward. And speaking of paying it forward, Knott's Farm, which I really love, by the way, I grew up going there. They are actually paying tribute, and I want to make sure you know about this because I know some of you are coming up to the Thanksgiving holidays. You may want to do something fun. But they're giving away free admission. That's right. They're offering free admission to active and retired U.S. military personnel during the park's military tribute day. So it's going to run from, let's see, now through the 18th and then November 28th through December 16th. Okay, and you actually, not only do you get, as a military person, free admission, but you also get admission for one guest. How great is that? And those with military IDs, you can buy up to 6 additional tickets at a discounted rate of either $27 or $32, which that's the second part when it runs a little bit more. And it looks like spouses of deployed military members and widows with dependent military IDs may also receive free entry and discounted tickets. So that's pretty fantastic. And by the way, Knott's Berry Farm is also holding the Fire and Law Tribute Days. That's happening November 28th, through December 16th, and then January 9th through the 31st. So anyway, for more information, we'll post it on our website. I know it's a lot of information. KFIAM640.com. I have my moments today. I'm like, am I saying knots.com? Am I saying KTLA.com? That's what happens when I'm at KTLA in the mornings. I'm all thrown off. The other thing, I will get to the election parties for tomorrow, but I mentioned that on Friday I was out at covering breaking news. And so did you hear about that poor guy, homeless man, sleeping in blankets on the beach in Venice, like right there off of Rose Avenue and the boardwalk? A beaches and harbor, basically a beach janitor in one of those big trucks, blue trucks, you know, doing his job, just finished working. And the parking lot was going onto the sand and he ran him over. Like he drove over the man who was sleeping, was buried in the sand. So sad. And all the, you know, the witnesses we talked to were like, oh my God, I can't believe he's alive. So he got transported to UCLA, thankfully. And at the same time, we're about to do our live shot. It's like 3:20. So I have to do a tease at 3:27, I think. And then at 3:32 was my PM, right? Was my tease. No, it was PM. It was my tease. Not my tease, my actual live shot where you tell the story. And all of a sudden you hear like an army of black and whites patrol units with the sirens going off. And then the LAPD choppers overhead. I'm thinking, wait a second, what's going on? There was an officer involved shooting literally on the other side of my live shot. So we turned around, took a live picture of what was going on. And it turned out that there was a scuffle between two of the homeless people that were living on the beach. They were like these hippie types, like young kids. They're like long dreadlock hair. And they're just sitting there with most random clothes on. It almost looks cultish, this group. But anyhow, they got into a fight, and then the LAPD mounted the mounted police unit, which means that they're on horses. They're metropolitan officers, engaged them. And then one of the pit bulls that was hanging out with the family attacked the officer, went for his hand because, you know, he got anxious with all the arguing. And then the officer pulled out his gun and fired at the dog and killed him.
No.
Deborah Mark is so
upset
right now.
I'm very upset.
Killed the dog on the spot. Oh, wait. And the bullet ricocheted off the sidewalk and hit this woman, a tourist on her bicycle going past what was happening on the bike path. No, it was such a mess. So use of force investigators were out there. And I had to ask him, like, listen, what's the protocol, though? Like, seriously. Because it's an uncontrolled environment, which is true for really everything as a police officer that you're dealing with. But there's so many people around. It's 3:30 p.m. on a Friday. Do you really want to fire at a dog that just, you know, what attacked your hand? I don't know. Could you use a baton? Could you tase him? And they said that this was a question that they would be asking that officer, given that every police officer has the discretion to decide how to deal with a safety threat.
I can't judge, obviously, because I wasn't in that situation.
Yeah.
But my first feeling was feeling really bad for the dog. And pit bulls get such a bad rap. And trust me, when I'm walking my dog in my neighborhood.
You have a
and
pit bull.
No, I don't.
Oh.
No. You know I love animals, but I'm afraid. I am. I have to
even
be
you
honest.
Are afraid of pit
even
bulls.
I'm afraid.
Mm. I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. But I you know, deadly force on the bike path? I don't know about that one. So when we come back, I know that you're dying to know about the hottest, funnest election parties. I mean, you might as well get wasted because who knows what's going to happen Tuesday night. We've got all that information. And of course, we want to hear about Deborah Mark's late night party last night. She didn't sleep at all. So we'll talk about that too. I'm kidding, Deborah. Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640. Deborah Mark, take it away.
There is a price for living in California, and for many.
KFI AM 640. 640 Sunday morning with Elizabeth Espinosa. Yeah, let's keep Elizabeth away from singing. Yeah, no, you're not a rapper girl. Sorry. That's not going to happen in your lifetime. Hey, so the reason why we're playing this, too, is that this is rapper Curtis Blow. Huh? Did you recognize the name, the tunes? L.A. police officers, LAPD meaning, are being credited with saving his life. Yeah. Apparently, he goes by rapper Curtis Walker. But Curtis Blow is his real name. Oh my God, he collapsed. He collapsed in front of LAPD in Woodland Hills. And apparently they showed up because they reported to a, were responding, I should say, to a robbery call. But it turned out it was just an argument between Walker and his son. So the officers talked to the pair and then he collapses. How crazy is that? So it took a few times to get him to, you know, temporarily come back to consciousness. But they did CPR on him. They did it a few more times and then paramedics showed up. They rushed him over to a hospital. He was so thankful to officers. He's like, look, these police officers saved my life. A black man, he says, end quotes. In this day and age, people need to hear that, Walker said. He said they got there fast and if it would have been any later, would have died. I want to thank the officers from the bottom of my heart. No pun intended. That's awesome. And of course, these police officers who should deserve to be mentioned here. Chris Vague, I think it's Vague. V-E-G-E anyway. Chris, Officer Calvin Hill, and Pete Parra. Great job. And these guys say they don't want any recognition. They were just protecting and serving. Nice.
Maybe they'll get a song out of it.
You know what? Now you're talking. Now you're talking. Right here. Right here. LAPD, save my life. Watch out. Okay, I'm not going to rap. I better stop while I'm ahead. Woo! Hey, what about those Chicago Cubs? Man, those guys are hot. Oh, sorry. I know. They won the World Series, right? That's why? Yeah. Okay, because I saw them last night. They were in one of the sketches with host Benedict Cumberbatch on SNL, and they were so funny. There was a bit where they were literally gyrating around a grandma who was having a bachelor party. It was very, very funny. It was a little bachelorette for her, but it was so funny. But these guys, they're incredible, right? The Chicago Cubs. What a game. I mean, he went to the ninth inning and, you know, it was like you thought the Indians were going to take it, but then they came back. And of course, since 1904, they had not won a World Series. I mean, the women couldn't vote. I mean, we got a right to vote. We had a Civil Rights Act passed. All these things had to happen before they could finally win a World Series again, which is crazy. But what an incredible game, especially if you paid like $50,000 is what I heard some of the tickets were going for. Yeah, it was crazy. It was ridiculous. But these guys were on the show last night, and it was very funny. And it made me think of my buddy's got a new app they're trying to push, and it's kind of cool. It's called FireFan. I guess it's really interactive. It's like real time. And so I thought I'd throw it out there for you guys because we try to give techie news around here too. But they've got it's real time with instant results. It's like something you've never seen before, I guess. They say it's going to be historic, the way you look at sports, engage with other people. So check it out. I think that right now you have to register for it. They're going to drop the app on November 21st. So that's coming up. But check it out at tvsportapp.com. So it's tvsport and then app.com. And you pre-register for the app. And then you become, I guess, you know, you get a chance to win two tickets to the Rams and the 49ers. Mm-hmm. So you want to check that out. We'll tweet it out actually as well here. Don't forget my Twitter is @E_Espinosa. So we'll tweet that out so you guys get that information. And then off to the races, if you know what I'm saying. The presidential races. My presidential music, please. Thank you very much, John. Mm-hmm. Calendar section, my friends. Well, the calendar section music. There's a lot going on. Oh, yes, there is. And today, well, and before we go to that, it's a walk and run to end epilepsy. That's happening today in 5 minutes at the Rose Bowl. That's kicking off. The LA Auto Show, of course, happening from the 18th to the 27th. That's going to be fun at the Convention Center. LA Zoo Lights, that's a big fun kickoff. Zoolibration of the zoo's 50th anniversary. That's next Friday through the 8th of January at the LA Zoo. Oh my God, the UCLA SC game. I'm so excited. That's coming up at the Rose Bowl next Saturday. Is that next Saturday? No. It's next Saturday? That quickly? Oh my God, I can't believe it. That's crazy. No, it can't be. You guys are wrong. No, it's two Saturdays from now. Right. You got that wrong. Abby, you're fired. It's not next Saturday. I was like, I know because I have plans. I'm trying to go. You're so funny. All right. And then There is, what else? Oh, okay, let's go to the parties, the election night parties. AMC Theaters, presidential election night parties for AMC Stub members. At 4 p.m., you get a free pass from the website over in Burbank and the City of Orange. Check them out. Election Night Watch Party at the Theater Ace Hotel. There will be DJs. There will be drinks for sale. I would hope so. 4 p.m. It is free, but you need reservations, okay? And that's over off of Broadway in downtown. Election Night Party at the Association. This is a bipartisan event. It starts at 5 o'clock. First come, first serve. Drink specials are happening. That's off of 6th Street. Election Night Watch Party and Happy Hour, 5 p.m. The recommendation is bring your business cards for networking. It's happening at the Parlor over in Hollywood, just off of Melrose. I wish there was a way to distinguish which one's going to have the hottest people. I'm just saying. And if you're single, like, that's how you would know where to go, right? I'm just saying. Thinking out loud. HRC Los Angeles and Hollywood for Hillary Election Night Party. So if you are a Hillary fan, if you are with her, at 5 o'clock at the Abbey Food and Bar, 692 North Robertson Boulevard. By the way, I was at West Hollywood for Halloween night, and there were so many Hillary Clintons. Oh, my God. So many Hillarys walking around Santa Monica Boulevard. Also, I have some friends who are going to be at this. Loyola Marymount with KPCC-FM 89.3, in-person election watch party. 5:30, reservations are required. Bring your I-voted sticker with you, and that's at the La Plaza de Culturas y Artes off of Main Street. Did you copy that with my big... Okay, my Latino accent. This one's cool. So if you are looking for a little love, you guys, the 3-day rule and Ballot Ready's election night viewing party. 3-day rule, by the way, is like a dating service. It's like one of these things where, you know, they match you up with people. So if you're looking for a little love, this might be the place to go. And it's free. It's fantastic. Wow. It says there's an open bar. Have I said enough? Open bar, completely free to enter if you show your I voted sticker. Yes, it's happening. And there is, and if not, you can always make a tax-exempt $20 donation at the door to the LA-based educational nonprofit Fulfillment Fund. And there's going to be a lot of fun stuff. You get to meet a lot of people. They'll have a magician there. You'll get FaceTime with a 3-day rule matchmaker so they can find out what you're looking for and set you up with their clients for free. That's going to take place at Village Workspaces in West LA. All right. All I have to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, is get your armor out, get your bulletproof vest, and hit the polls. I'm kidding. But in some parts of the country, it's going to feel like that. But let's just take a moment to be zen. Let's take a moment to say goodbye to Obama and welcome in somebody new. New blood, fresh energy, and we are going to be okay with whatever happens, America. It's okay. Breathe. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. Breathe out the anxiety. It's okay. So if you're a Trump fan, it's okay. Calm down. If you're a Clinton fan, it's okay. Whatever happens will happen. America, I love you. It will be okay. This has been Sunday Morning with Elizabeth Espinosa, KFI AM 640.
Turn down for what?
Only 2 more days until it's safe to return to Facebook. And you can start mending relationships in time for that awkward Thanksgiving family get-together. Then it'll be Christmas. Then the apocalypse.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.